Healthcare legislation continues to dominate the work in Congress this week. Tomorrow, the Senate Finance Committee starts marking up a bill proposed by Democratic Senator Max Baucus of Montana. So far, it does not have the support of committee Republicans, and many Democrats' reaction is lukewarm. Both of Alaska senators say they'll carefully watch this week's markup to see how the bill shapes up. Democrat Senator Mark Begich says there are elements he likes, including an emphasis on preventative care, forcing insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions, and limiting out-of-pocket expenses for consumers. It also expands Medicaid to cover people earning up to 133% of the poverty level. But Begich says he does see some problems.
I have concerns on how it approaches Medicare reimbursement over the long haul. It's a two-year provision, which is better than 1 year, better than none, which is good in a sense of its rate adjustments. But how that goes long-term is, to me, going to be important.
Begich says he also has concerns about mandating coverage and whether employees will be penalized. He says he does applaud the deficit reductions Baucus has put forth.
He kept his deficit neutral, actually a deficit reduction of about 30, 40 billion, I think it was, which is a good sign. But I want to make sure that the economics are not being paid by, you know, these small business owners and these individuals that are just trying to get some coverage so they can cover minimum catastrophic and beyond.
Begich signed on to a letter with other moderate Democrats asking Baucus to find more cost-cutting measures. The proposal carries a price tag of about $850 billion. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's worried about how the plan will be paid for.
There's also included in the Baucus proposal this proposal that you find other cuts by taking about $17 billion from the amount of money that individuals can put in their flexible spending accounts. I don't think that this is good policy to be discouraging people to save for their health care services.
Murkowski says she wants to make sure cost savings don't come at consumers' expense.
We really haven't addressed what we need to be doing. If we say, okay, you are required under this mandate to have health care insurance, but yet we haven't truly reduced those costs that you will be forced to take on, we haven't really put you much further ahead than when we started here.